I taught them because the Dasho is the lifts and all that, mm-hmm. and you had to have two people. Mm-hmm. And the way that we lost Jimmy, he got drafted into service, so he had to go. But Josephine Baker came. You know, all the entertainers were over there with us.
Yes.
And Josephine Baker came, and we were doing, she saw the little show that we were doing. So she said, well, you know what? You guys are never going to get anywhere here. She says, I'm going to buy you tickets, and I want you to come to Paris. And we said, okay, we're coming. But in the meantime, Jimmy got drafted. So Tony and I, we talked about going, and I might still have that ticket.
Wow.
I might still have it. And she wanted us to go over there. But when I left, we did leave from here. I remember the early 50s, and we were gone a couple of years, and we danced. We danced in a show called Leon Claxton's Harlem in Havana, and we worked in Havana in Cuba. We danced over there, and because at that time Castro wasn't over there, and Cuba then was like the Strip.
That's right.
And we worked over there, and the little town that we really was like a, just all the clubs was called Camaway, Cuba, and it was right outside of Havana.
Okay.
But we lived in Miami because it was like $12 to fly over there or get on the boat or something like that. And we would go. So we stayed there about a year, and then we came back to Las Vegas. When I came back to Las Vegas, I worked in the Cotton Club,
mm-hmm.
and I started out as a barmaid and barmaid in the Cotton Club. And I remember waiting on Pearl Bailey, and Pearl Bailey would have on her jeans and top her head, and she drank nothing but champagne. And I would, like, when she'd come in, I'd ice the glass and stuff and get it all ready the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd take it over to the table, and she said, oh, baby, I don't want that. Bring me a water glass and bring me the bottle. I said, okay. But we made a lot of money then because you could not spend your money anywhere but over there, so the money stayed in the community, and really we had a lot of businesses over there that were really flourishing.